is Boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane is right.
Girls, these tapes will remind you how our gym was decorated for last year's father-daughter dance. Thank you for bringing them in, Marcia.
Oh, I just wanted us to remember how beautiful it was, so we could do even better this year. Oh, who can that be? Ah, why, it's Daddy and me.
She also just wanted to remind us who won the dance contest last year.
Oh, that's right. Daddy and I did win, didn't we? But of course, nobody has to be reminded who lost. Oh, dear. I do hope we do better this year. You certainly couldn't do any worse.
I hate her. I hate her. I hate her.
Got it. You had a little tip with Marcia this afternoon. So what else is new?
Well, the father-daughter dance is going to be the most embarrassing night of my life.
Figures, considering you told me the same thing last year.
I'm not going. No way. I can't if I'm sick. Oh!
Louder. I don't think she heard you.
Oh! Judy, was that you making that terrible noise?
Oh, I don't feel well, Mother.
On a Friday afternoon? That's very unusual.
It's the 48-hour flu. Everyone's getting it. I'll be fine Sunday morning.
Maybe we should have the doctor check you out anyway.
Doctor? No, Mom. Honestly, you don't have to.
Now then, what's the problem?
She says it's the 48-hour flu, Doctor.
48-hour, huh?
Maybe it's two 24-hour flus.
Open wide. All right. Just as I thought, a severe case of father-daughter danceophobia. In other words, you don't want to go.
How did you know?
Easy. Exactly. 1 year ago, I treated you for kicked shins and bruised feet. See you next year.
Judy, you'll break your father's heart if he can't take you to that dance.
Mom, you don't know what I went through.
Judy, I can't explain, but this year you're going to have a wonderful time. Trust me.
Trust you? Mom, this is a matter of life and death and broken bones. Mother!
Sorry, but I've been sworn to secrecy.
Mother, I don't believe you. I'm dying, about to face the absolute grossest Saturday night of my life. And you're sworn to secrecy.
I'm sorry, dear, but it wouldn't be fair to tell you your father's been taking dancing lessons. I guess I'm not sworn anymore.
Dancing lessons? You're kidding!
He wanted to surprise you. He's been sneaking out of work every afternoon for months. Who knows? You two might just win first prize tomorrow night.
Oh, is he that good, Mom?
I don't know, dear. Your father didn't tell me where the lessons were.
And if he did, you'd probably be sworn to secrecy.
Come to think of it, that's probably why he didn't tell me.
You're asking me for help? That's a first.
Please, Elroy.
Okay, give me one of Dad's shoes.
A shoe? What for?
We're gonna find him with this electronic sniffer that I've been working on.
Okay, genius, you're the boss.
Astro, you're gonna be the best bloodhound in the galaxy.
Right. What do I do?
All right, Elroy, here's Daddy's shoe.
Okay, Astro, just take a good sniff.
I resign.
Come on. Needs adjustment. Come on, it's not that bad.
Worse.
Okay, Super Sniffer. Lead us to the dance studio where Dad's taking lessons.
Dancing lessons? George? Right away. North by northwest. 3 degrees. Richard.
And he's wonderful.
Whoop, it isn't ready.
Oh, much better, Mr. Jetson. You're really improving.
That must be Daddy.
Improving, huh?
Absolutely.
Ouch! That's the real Daddy, all right.
Try not to kick me so much, Mr. Jetson.
Sorry.
Ouch!
The advertising said you weren't programmed for ouch.
I'm just not programmed for yow.
It's all over. I'll never be able to show my face in school again.
If you want to wear this, you won't have to.
Has Mr. Spacely been around, Rudy?
No, you looked out again today.
Now, I don't want you to be deflated, because you did a good job.
Those dance lessons have put you way behind schedule, George.
This was the last one. Can't wait till Judy sees me tomorrow night.
Bet she can't either.
My dance teacher said I showed great improvement.
Some robots will do anything for a buck.
I just have to keep practicing.
Your work is piling all up.
They gave me this do-it-yourself dance kit. Who says you can't mix business and pleasure, Rudy? I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
Jetson, take your hands off me!
Mr. Spacely, I was trying some new exercises to get me fit so I could work even faster.
Well, you couldn't be working any slower. You're falling behind, Jetson. Behind! And can't you wipe your feet before you come in?
Sorry.
Never mind. Look at this. You know what that is?
One of our space sprockets, sir?
One of our old-fashioned space sprockets. Good sprocket, good sprocket. This is our newest space sprocket. Self-balancing, no shimmy, no vibration. The whole galaxy will want one of these. We've just started production, but already there's a bottleneck right here in this office.
Don't worry, Mr. Spacely. From now on, there's no stopping me.
I knew you'd say that, Jetson. I know you'll work day and night until you catch up, because you're a dedicated employee.
Thank you, Mr. Spacely. Day and night, the dance! Mr. Spacely, I can't possibly work tomorrow night.
Then you don't have to.
I don't?
Of course not. You can quit. You can be fired. Or you can work tomorrow night.
What will I do?
Guess you'll work tomorrow night, George.
Poor Judy. Why don't she hear this?
I know. The Mars Foreign Legion. If I leave now, I can enlist by midnight.
I don't think they take girls, but they probably love to have one.
Judy, honey, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
What, Daddy?
Well, I can't take you to the dance tomorrow night. I have to work.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy, how awful!
I'll understand if you can't forgive me.
Of course I'll forgive you. I'll just have to learn to live with it. I suppose it's all part of growing up.
I know it was a tough one, dear, but you came through like a trooper. Thanks.
Diane, this has turned into the most super day of my life.
You heard her, Rudy. So brave, so courageous, a little heartbreaking. I've got to do something.
Good morning. Isn't this the most beautiful morning you've ever seen?
You don't have to look quite so happy about not going tonight, Judy.
You didn't see what Dad looks like when he tries to dance.
Morning, everybody. No time to eat. Have to get to work.
Morning, Daddy. Good morning.
Cheer up, darling. You might just get to the dance after all.
What? What do you mean?
Morning, folks.
Grandpa Jetson,
what are you doing here?
I have come to take a lovely young lady to a dance tonight.
Oh, no, you can't. This is only for fathers and daughters.
I called the principal. No problem.
No problem? Oh!
She's really overwhelmed, Grandpa.
Now what?
Oh! My escort to the dance is gonna be Grandpa Jetson! You know what that's gonna be like! No! I won't go to the dance with a man from another century!
Looks like you have to. Provided he can stay up that late.
Die-die, of course. I got all day to wear him out. By tonight, he'll be so tired, he'll sleep for a month.
Judy, that's not nice.
I'm a desperate woman. This is the Galaxeria Mall, Grandpa Jetson. We kids spend a lot of time here.
Sure is nice of you to take me around with you to get me in the swing of things. By dance time tonight, I'll really be in the groove.
The groove? Oh!
What's that?
Well, that's where we go surfing.
Wouldn't mind giving that a try.
That's kind of dangerous, Grandpa Jetson. But there are lots of other things we can do. How about roller skating?
Fine. It's been 70 or 80 years, but they say you never forget. What do you say we were doing?
Roller skating. The old-fashioned kind. Without the ion jet propulsion engines. They're more fun.
Better exercise, too.
You're right. I didn't think of that.
You aren't pooping out on me, are you? Just because I beat you a measly 17 races in a row.
Oh, I'm not used to these do-it-yourself roller skates.
Then let's get powered up, girl. Bring us a couple of superchargers. How do you work these gadgets? Let's see now. Slow, fast, and orbit. That sounds like fun.
No, Grandpa. Not while you're learning. Wait for me! Grandpa Jetson!
Come on, Slowpoke. This is fun.
Oh, look out!
Scoring you for every dance, but most important, the last dance. Will our grand prize winner tonight be you? Let's find out.
Why, here's the gymnasium, Judy. Surprised you couldn't find it in your own high school.
I must have forgot. Well, let's get it over with.
Why, Judy, I was wondering where you were. And, Mr. Jetson, you're a little older than I remember you.
My father had to work.
I'm Grandpa Jetson. I'm 110 years old, and I'll outdance any man in the house.
Isn't he sweet?
That's my kind of music, and now you're gonna see my kind of dancing.
Well, Marcia, it appears we have competition this year.
You can't mean Judy Jetson.
And that dance goes to the Jetsons, making it a tie between them and the Van Marsdales.
Grandpa, you're terrific.
And you're not the first female to say so.
They're tied with Miss Daddy, and he isn't even her father.
Well, he's very good, Marcia. Let's be fair.
Oh, naturally, Daddy. I'd never want to be unfair. Looks like we don't have to worry anymore.
What's the matter?
I don't know, but I think I invented a new step.
Why? If you're not careful, you could break every bone in your body.
Say, that old man is outstanding. It's hard to believe when I remember what a klutz her father was.
And he had to work tonight. Excuse me, Daddy. I'm about to go get us a little insurance.
I hope Judy's having a good time.
Mr. Jetson?
Yes?
Judy told me you'd be here. We all wanted to thank you for giving us the biggest laugh of the century.
How's that?
Your grandfather dancing. I've never seen anything so funny, and we thought you were bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Grandpa, the laughing stock of the century?
Or any century. Thank you, Mr. Jetson.
Wait, wait. Oh, boy, I thought I was helping my daughter, but I've helped her into the most embarrassing night of her life.
Is it that bad, George?
Sounds like it, Rudy. I better get there before it gets any worse.
You still have a lot of work to do.
Speed up to warp two.
That's madness, George. You can't even keep up with warp one without taking vitamins.
Warp two, Rudy. Warp three. Warp four.
Trouble, George. I don't believe this myself, but I think you were going faster than the machinery.
Machinery or no machinery? I can't stop now, Rudy. I gotta get to the dance.
I hate to tell you this, George. You're as much of a klutz as ever. The kids will laugh at you, too.
Why am I so clumsy? It's not fair. Even that darn self-balancing sprocket has more balance than I do. Ouch! It's stuck. That's all I need.
Wait, maybe it is. Dance. What? Dance, George.
Rudy, I'm good.
Sure you are. Now get out of here and show your daughter.
Jetson! What have you done to my machinery, Jetson? Everything stopped.
No time to explain now, sir. I'm already 2 hours late for the father and daughter dance.
Get back here, Jetson, or you've danced your last dance with this company.
The Jetsons and the Van Marsdales are tied. So after a short break, let's give them the four alone for the last dance to decide this year's grand prize winner.
We'll do it, Grandpa Jetson. We'll win. Oh, no. Daddy's here.
I guess I'll have to hand you over to the younger generation.
He'll ruin our chances of winning.
Well, it must have been important for him to get here.
Well, I won't be laughed at.
Why, Mr. Jetson, what a surprise. Judy will be delighted. I just saw her a minute ago.
I am set for level one basketball training. Do you want level two? I am set for level one basketball.
Judy, I'm here. Everything's gonna be okay.
Please, Daddy, there's something I gotta tell you.
Get ready for the last dance, Galvin Dad. This is the one that separates the winners from the losers.
Daddy, please listen.
Jetson, you'd better listen. About face and back to work, Jetson, or you're fired permanently.
You hear that music, Mr. Spacely? That's my cue to dance with my daughter. And that happens to be more important than anything else in the world.
But...
Unless it's something you wanted to tell me first, Precious.
There is, Daddy. I love you very much. And I'm so glad you're here.
It's in the bag, Daddy. I hope there's room on the shelf for another trophy.
Oh!
Sweetheart, see if you believe this.
That's my grandson out there.
So what? That's my favorite employee out there.
in the sprocket business. And I have the most understanding daughter in the universe.